Welcome to the Are Your Hands Full podcast, a step-by-step parenting podcast for your Jewish family. My name is Dr. S. Yaroslavitz, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Please check out the most recent Are Your Hands Full download at www.handsfullchinuch.com. That's handsfullchinuch.com. So while you're following the Hands Full program for children under the age of 10, remember your main goal. It should always be to establish authority in a warm and nurturing environment. Just pay attention to that phrase. Your goal is to establish authority in a warm and nurturing environment. All other goals, such as cleaning up after oneself, putting toys away, getting dressed independently, those goals can be taught at a later time, when the child is already obeying you completely. So this rule points to a quite common reaction that parents exhibit when I start them on the Hands Full program. One of the main goals of this podcast is that you should know that you're not alone. Parents, when I start them on the program, they suddenly begin to focus on the fact that their children are not cleaning up and are not taking responsibility for their hygiene, are not taking responsibility for their homework. I find this part fascinating because parents, up until they started the program with me, they come into my office worried about chutzpah, about wild and negative behaviors, about the fact that they can't get their children to do anything without resorting to extreme negative behaviors. Then, once I get them on program and they begin following phase one, all of a sudden they're worried because the child didn't make his bed. No. Making your bed is not the ikkar of chinuch. The ikkar of chinuch is that a child should be able to tolerate discomfort and learn the skill of taking someone else's perspective and behave accordingly. The ikkar of chinuch is that the child should tolerate discomfort and be able to become flexible due to that skill, and then learn to tolerate even the additional discomfort that it sometimes takes to obey an authority. I always tell parents, why are you worrying about the beds? Why are you worrying about the homework? Why are you worrying about other activities of daily living? Don't worry about those things until the foundational underpinnings, the ikkar of chinuch, is accomplished. These underpinnings correlate with the three phases of the program and are built one on top of another. Phase one, just to review, phase one, tolerate frustration. Children who learn to tolerate when things don't go the way they want will be able to master a whole host of things. They will be happier adults. They will be happier children. They will become flexible. They will roll with the punches. Life won't be so difficult. They can be happy all the time. And if they can be taught to tolerate even additional level of discomfort, they can actually become obedient. That's phase two. Phase two is obedience to assays. That means obedience to things that we tell them to do. And then once a child becomes an obeyer by nature, then he or she will be able to progress into adolescence, into what we call phase three, which is all about impulse control. Not doing the things we're told not to do. So if a human being can go through their 120 years on this planet, tolerating when things don't go their way, obeying assays and not disobeying los assays, they are functional. They're more than functional. They have a much, much, much higher propensity for success and happiness than they otherwise would have had. So simply put, let's say it again. I know this is a lot of review, but it's important to get this into your bloodstream so that you have this as an ammunition toolbox for every day that you parent your children. A child who learns that he or she is not the center of the universe and that not everything has to go his or her way will become a happier, healthier adult. He will be able to obey what the Torah tells him to do, and will have the strength to refrain from what the Torah tells him not to do. Phase one, the ability to tolerate when things don't go the way we want, makes for a healthier, more well-balanced adult who can sustain adult relationships appropriately. Parents must remember that tantrum reactions that take place while they are implementing the hands-full techniques are not the child's fault. Children who have spent many years without an established parental authority are expected to need time to adjust to this change in relationship with their parents. There is actually a developmental phase in pediatrics that is earmarked for frustration tolerance. This is none other than the terrible twos. During that period in pediatric development, children develop autonomy and opinion. This extremely important part of development can go awry, can get messed up, if the opinions that two-year-olds develop are honored all the time. Obviously, if one wants their child to know that they are not center stage and that they will not be center stage as adults either, the best way to teach them this is to allow them to tantrum out their frustrations when things don't go as they wish. Those who neglect to teach this extremely important lesson during this age will struggle to teach it somewhere along the way during that child's development. And it's so sad if children arrive at adolescence and still have not mastered that frustration tolerance, then that lesson is so much harder to teach or learn. And the fear that the child will become a controlling and demanding adult becomes much more real. Now think of it this way. It's noisy and hard when kids tantrum, I know that. And yet, in order for a child to learn that life doesn't always deliver what we want, he or she is going to have to scream or cry or kick or kvetch or tantrum in some other way somewhere along the way. So now here comes the question. How well are you able to tolerate the frustration of a kicking, screaming toddler in the house, or in your mother-in-law or friend's house, or on the street, or when you have company, or when you're rushing to bench lift, or in the mall, or whatever? Do you get hot under the collar? Is the reason it's so hard to ignore tantrums because your frustration tolerance has not been developed in your childhood? Think about it. Think about it very carefully. How much of this is generational? Were you given everything you wanted when you were two, and therefore you're having a hard time coping when you have to give back in return? This is where the backdoor approach comes in. If you follow this program and ignore negative behaviors in order to teach your children to tolerate frustration, who else is benefiting? Who are you actually working on? Yourself. So by working on your children's frustration tolerance, you are actually working on your own. And that way you become a wonderful role model for your children and a happier and healthier adult in the other areas of your life. Have you ever been in the street and seen a mother wheeling a young child in a carriage and the young child is screaming and yelling? And the mother is all frantic. And she says to him, "Head off, stop right now, stop." Or a different mother would keep trying 22 different types of ways to get the child to stop crying. So basically, what are you looking at? You're looking at two tantruming individuals. You're looking at a tantruming 2-year-old and a tantruming 32-year-old. If that's what you see when you see such a scenario, then you know you're on the right track. Then you know you're identifying any child's wails or cries correctly. What is the best scenario? What do I shep tons of nachas from when I see it? When I see in the street a child screaming in a carriage and a mother calmly just walking. She's not rushing. She's not panicky. She's not worried that other people are staring or looking. She's not worried that her illusion of perfection is being shattered, that people are looking at her as a bad mother. She has a little bit more self-esteem than that. She is simply dealing with a tantruming 3-year-old or a tantruming 2-year-old or a tantruming 8-year-old. Unfortunately, parents let themselves get pulled immediately into their children's reactions. They react emotionally, and then all you have are tantruming adults and tantruming children. Look at your own family setup and ask yourself, how can I disconnect or detach from my child's negative behaviors in such a way that it is only the child that is committing the negative behavior, not the adult? Now, when I use the word detach or disconnect, Most people panic and say, oh my goodness, she's asking me to detach from my child. She's asking me to disconnect from my child. Nothing could be further from the truth. The only thing we're asking you to do is to disconnect from the child's negative behaviors. So if your child doesn't want to take a bath, and he screams and yells he doesn't want to take a bath, just pick him up, put him in the bathtub gently, nicely, calmly, and bathe him as if he is not crying. Bathe him as if he is cutely or nicely sitting in the bathtub and playing with his toys. Talk to him as if he were just calmly smiling at you. Now, if you do this when a child is very young, then you'll never have to get to the point where you have a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old who's refusing to do what you ask them to do. This is the importance of getting to this when your children are very, very young. This is why I love when I get young, cute, adorable couples into my office who are raising one child, they're expecting their second child, maybe their third. People who are under the age of 25, who are flexible, who their children are under the age of 4 or 5. We knock off this program in minutes instead of weeks. So for those of you who are listening to this, or those of you who know young couples, the most optimal baby present you could ever buy anyone who's in this stage of life is the knowledge and the program to know how to raise children from the grassroots up. Because then every single subsequent child gets grandfathered into that lucky family who has it all together, and everybody grows together to be happy, healthy adults. Thanks for listening to my podcast. My name is Dr. S. Yaroslavitz, and I am the director of Hands Full, which is committed to the provision of community education in the area of behavior management and cognitive development of children. I look forward to hearing from you with any questions that you have. And remember, no matter how impossible things may seem, the Earth will continue rotating on its axis.